For your journey in life, you need direction from the Master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
Unto the Lord, yes. Yes. Serve the Lord with gladness, yes. Yes. Know it that the Lord is God. Okay, we're already somewhere, so let's not go there. So, verse 2. Serve the Lord with gladness. We're expected to obey God with excitement. Hallelujah. How many of you would like to have a partner that says, please give me a cup of water, and the person frown his face and bring the water? The person has obeyed, but not with excitement. Hallelujah. So you can obey, but you need to obey with excitement. But then my focus today is Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 47. You are supposed to obey God with excitement, but if you refuse to obey, then Deuteronomy 28 verse 47 will apply. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 28. I'm happy to see you in church. Every time I see us, I'll see our faces. I'm really happy. Praise God. The blessing to have you in church, and thank you for coming. Now let's read verse 47. Yes. Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee in what? Hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroy thee. Now this is talking about people that will refuse to serve God and will be disobedient, not to you. Hallelujah. You know, the reason why the word of God is coming is to vaccinate us. You know what I mean to vaccinate? That is to prevent you against the disease. So now that you're hearing the doom of disobedience, I'll be teaching us about the consequence of obedience. Now the things I shared in the first service, I shared about reasons why people disobey God. I gave 6 reasons. And then 9 dangers of disobeying God. I may not be able to share it. You see, most times in a month, we have a lot of things to share. That when I see that a month I have only 4 Sundays, I get angry. Plus the week here, we have a lot of things. So most times, that's why most times I preach 2 different messages, first and second service, because I need to cover a lot. So that in case you are not around, you can get the message and listen. Are we together? So you can get all the things I shared. Imagine I shared them in 1 hour, so I cannot share them again now. So in this service, first of all, I will take us some facts about disobedience we need to know. The first is that disobedience is more tasking and difficult than obedience. Matthew chapter 11 verse 30. Disobedience is more difficult than obeying God. Many times, many people make it look as if obeying God is difficult. It's not easy. But it's a lie. The Bible said, Matthew 11 from verse 29, first of all, the Bible said, I'd like it to be on screen. I would like us to read it together. Are we there? The Bible says what? Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto you. So verse 30 now. For my yoke is what? Yes, I like that. Shall. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Anything God tells you to do is easier to do the will of God than is more difficult to obey. If you look as if it's difficult to hold yourself, but when you compromise, then you discover how difficult it is. It is difficult to work hard and make legit money. But you don't need to know what the Yahoo boys go through. I watch a video, some of them eating live chicken under demonic influence, some of them bathing a river, some of them sacrificing, all manner of things. You don't know how their nights are. All together. It will look as if it's easier that way, riding a Mercedes-Benz in less than 2 months. It will look as if staying with one partner is more difficult. Because your body not be firewood, I cannot be eating one food for 5 years. You look at it like that, until you test 5 people and then your life is looking as if like a graph. Yeah. See, when God says come to church, you look as if it's difficult. Every Sunday morning come to church. No, if you don't come to church, you will do something for Pharaoh. The devil and weak Pharaoh is wicked. So obeying God is easier than disobeying him. Disobeying him is difficult. The consequence is not equal to it. Are we together? So obeying God is easier than disobeying him. Number 2, every disobedience has ripple effect on you. and of your loved ones. You know, in Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 29, the Bible says, there was a proverb that says, the parents have eaten sour grape, and then the teeth of the children are set on an edge. That means what your parents did may affect you because of their disobedience. But that, let's forget about that case anyway. In Genesis chapter 3 verse 15 to 19, the disobedience of Adam, is it affecting you today? Even after Jesus Christ came, one of the curse is the curse on women. God told Adam that if till you die, your desire will be to a man. Do you know the meaning of that? Your desire will be what? To a man. That is why no matter what the woman have, husband is important. Because there is a curse already working. Your desire will be to a man. That is why ladies are on the 121 prayer point of marriage. Right? Because it is a curse. You will want us. Men, you will want us. You will just want us. You will it's the blessing of being a man. They will want us. So don't be thinking ladies don't like us. They like us. My brother. Hey! They overlike us. They have a curse. It's a curse working. Your desire will be to a man. No matter what they achieve, if you are not a man, sir, forget it. Especially in Africa. And therefore, men will suffer. Their son, somebody testified whether it's wedded and cogisted. It's because of Adam. Yeah. Heat. Government backward. Corruption, Adam. Suffer. You will walk like an elephant and eat like an ant. Retire at 35 years and be collecting 5,000 and Kogi pension. But because the disobedience does not only affect you, it has ripple effect. It will affect your children, like I said in the first service. It will affect your wife. Imagine my obedience will indirectly affect my wife. To affect our children, it will affect my parents, my loved ones. So why not obey? Number three, time only reveals the consequence of disobedience. It doesn't change things. Sometimes people think that after a while, the things will get better. No, if you disobey, the more time unravels, you will just be unraveling the consequence of your disobedience. Bible says, good measure, press down and what? You know the way they buy gari and then they shake it. You see, mama, that one, that's the way God is telling you. When you disobey, that's the way God will, you will measure the punishment. Put it and then shape the mudu. Top it again. Yeah. And that is the way he blesses you too. So when you disobey, the consequence, time. Some people still reap their harvest till they are dying death. Hallelujah. Yeah, some people still, when they are 70, they are still reaping harvest of their act. But it will not be you. You are being immune against it. Number four, disobedience elongates your training process and wilderness process. Exodus 13, 17. You need to see this. Disobedience elongates what? Many of us that are spiritual say, why are you broke? The Lord is training me on finances. Yes, it is very true. But if your journey is supposed to be 2 years, disobedience can make it 17 years. And it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines. Although that was near, they say 40 days could have taken them to Canaan. For God said, let peradventure the people repent when they see war. And they return to what? Egypt. Numbers chapter 32 verse 13. Numbers chapter 32, Holy Spirit, thank you. Numbers 32 verse 13. And the Lord's anger was kindled against Israel, and he made them wander in the wilderness. How many years? 40 years. Until the generation that had done evil in the sight of the Lord was wiped out, was consumed. So your disobedience can elongate your wilderness journey. Let's say as a pastor, I am going through a wilderness journey. Things are not working. On yesterday, wisdom led us to pray a prayer during the intercessory prayer. He said, Lord, give us instructions for the next level. Show us what to do and show us when to do it.
Why? Because instructions and you obey it, it will take me out on time. But if I disobey, I will still be here rigmaroling in cycles. Are we together? Yes. So the faster you obey, the shorter your training process, the shorter your wilderness experience. But the more you disobey, the longer your journey. You will be in obscurity for long. You will be in the wilderness for long. So disobedience elongates your wilderness process. Come on, are we together? How many of us are going through a process right now? All of us, I believe. Obedience can bring you out faster. If it is financial crisis, sometimes God can tell you give in the midst of poverty, in the midst of lack. I remember one time when I didn't have money, I was asking God, Lord, help me. If you give me, I will give you. Then God showed me the Bible. He said, no, you have to give to receive. So in the midst of your scarcity, give. Don't say what I have is not enough. God will not give you so that you will give. You have to give so that He will give you. You will never change that equation. So to make your financial journey faster, give. Are we together? You are slowing down and persecuting 20 naira every Sunday or anytime you want to give, shortens your journey. Be mad about giving anywhere, anytime, and see what God will do in your life. Anything that, if it is health, anything, relationship, your disobedience will elongate the wilderness process. God has shown your husband 3 years ago, but you refuse. And then now you are saying, Lord, let Kashere bere, lie me. Kashere bere. His will has been revealed 3 years ago. Kashere, let your will be done in my life, right? He has revealed it before, but you refuse. You disobey. Now you are saying Kashere bere. No, he has done his Kashere bere since. So your disobedience can elongate your wilderness process. Anything, if it's a business, God tell you, do this business idea now. Even if it doesn't make sense, do it. Are we together? If there is a singer, God said, begin to sing now. Sing. The mockery from people is an opportunity to be made. That's what Bishop Edebo said. So when people mock you, it's an opportunity for God to what? Make you. Yes. When you sing and people are laughing, don't mind them. Continue singing. So long as God instructed you. When you release an album, nobody bought it. Don't give up. Go and refire and come back. We are starting a million dollar mentorship class. Do I have a million in my account? That is none of your business. Well, people can mock it. Hallelujah. But I'm just obeying. So your delaying obedience can elongate your wilderness process. I believe you will not have to stay longer in your wilderness journey by simply obeying. Number 5, disobedience has timely and eternal consequence. Don't forget what I said in Revelation chapter 14 verse 13. That your works follow you. You will regret time and regret in what? Eternity. It has consequence on earth and consequence in eternity. Number 6. Disobedience equals witchcraft and rebellion. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 23. You have never sucked blood, but the Bible says you are the same as a witch. When you disobey him and refuse to be a witch. Because the Bible says, so far not a wish to live. Number 7, all partial obedience are disobedience. Am I fast? Alright. Number 7, all partial obedience are what? Disobedience. God tell you, go and meet Pastor Eben and say this. You met him and then you said something else. That is partial obedience. It's the same as disobedience. Praise the Lord. When God gives you an instruction and you obey it partially, let's say your tithe is 10% and then you pay 9%. Have you paid tithe? As far as God is concerned, you have not paid. So partial obedience, anything God tells you to do and you have done half of it, you are still in full disobedience. Full. As a matter of fact, half-truth is more dangerous than... Oh, what is it? Is it half-truth? Yes, half-truth is more dangerous than a whole lie. Have you ever seen people that serve God before and you're preaching to them? Say, ah, all this thing you are doing, we have done it before. Forget this thing. But when you meet a hardened sinner that has never been in church before, it's easier to hear you. Is it true? Come on. People that evangelize, is it true? When you meet somebody that has been told that backslider, as you are preaching to the person, hey, you know the book, the Bible says in the book of Job chapter 36, okay, the Bible says when you serve the Lord, he will be quoting, he will be completing the scriptures for you. Say, hey, remember when my dad, see, this thing you are doing is not, that time, they will tell you their stories, but now it's backward. But when you meet a sinner that has never encountered Christ, one scripture can break him down. Are we together? Yes. So partial obedience is disobedience. So anything God has told you to do and you have done half, I want you to know that you are in disobedience. Praise the Lord. Because the Bible says in 1 Samuel 15, 20 to 25, he told Saul, go and destroy, kill all the animals, kill all living human beings, kill everyone. Saul killed everybody but spared one man. He killed all the animals but spared the best to sacrifice. God said, you have disobeyed. And because of that, he lost. So, he's, let's say in his obedience, you can be saying he obeyed 90% or 95%. But as far as God is concerned, you are disobeyed. Hallelujah. Number seven, or number eight. There is an evil sponsor disobedience. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2. Many times there is an evil spirit that sponsors disobedience. People don't disobey because I've discovered as I was pastoring, the Bible says, wherein in times but you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walketh in the children of what? Disobedience. Sincerely, I believe that if anybody can come to church, that person loves God. That is my belief. As I pass over the time, because I thought about it, you have to dress, you have to wash your clothes, you have to iron, you have to wake up in the morning, you have to take your bed, sometimes you pay your transport, you sit on the road, and then you came, sat down, hear the preaching, and you left, and then you came back, you must really love God. Like, in your heart, you want to do what God wants you to do. Because if you don't love God, you'll not be here in the first place. So being here is a great achievement, it's a sign you love God. Altogether, but many people don't wonder why I love God, but it's a spirit that makes people disobey God. But then that spirit can be expelled from your life. The more you yield to the Holy Spirit and the more you make up your mind. See, the man that was possessed with legions of demons, they say he could not be changed. But when he saw Jesus, he made up his mind to be free. Even with those demons, he ran toward Jesus Christ. Are we together? So no matter the spirit influencing you, make up your mind that I will obey God, and you will. Make up your mind that I will go a step further. Just like getting admission does not mean you will graduate. Are we together? That is the way coming to church is. You have in the church, that is a good thing. You have gotten admission. You can be in church and graduate with a first class, graduate with a 2-1, graduate with 2-2, third class, pass, let my people go, or lecturer's list, or VP's list, all together. Yes, it depends on the kind of thing that, now, you can come to church, but what happened after church is a product of what you do. Praise the Lord. And then number 10, I'm taking it before I tell you why Satan sponsors his obedience. There is a consequence for every disobedience, intentional or not intentional. And then the end time is a season of maximum disobedience by men. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 2. And then 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 3. And this end time is a season of maximum, that is, we should get ready for. People will not be willing to obey. The Bible says, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. Okay, this know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy. 4:3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Hallelujah. In this end times, a season of maximum disobedience, where people are not interested in obeying God. You say this and people are moving elsewhere. Hallelujah. Left, everybody's going right. Because we're in the end time. Nobody wants to do what God said. But I believe that you are exempted from the spirit and the influence of the end time. In the name of Jesus Christ. Finally, before we continue,
is delay disobedience is disobedience. Or delay obedience is what? Obedience is delay obedience. You obeyed, but when? You did what God asked you to do, but what? When? Money is important when you have it, when it is needed. According to Apostle Salman, hallelujah. Power to get wealth, part one. The money is important when you have it, when it is needed. Is that not true? Money only becomes important when it is around, when there is the need. But when you have it, after the need has passed, it becomes useless. What is the use of 1 billion naira when you are 100 years old? What is the use of money when you can no longer eat? What is the use of money? Now that you are in problem is when you need money. So delaying to obey is disobedience, because your delay can cause a lot of people. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Receive grace to obey God on time. And move when God say move. Was it this week I spoke about the power of timely obedience? Is it this week? Yes, this week on Wednesday. Please get the message on timely obedience. The faster you obey God, the faster your life comes. Hallelujah. The faster. I share a story of many people that started on time. Faster. The faster you move into that business, the faster. You see, like somebody was saying, Joshua, God gave them a business vision. The faster they start, the faster is their success. The faster God gave JJ the vision of a bag. Is that what she said? The faster she start making back, or not to wait when she graduate, the faster her life. So anything God tells you, act on time, fast. Are we together? Because delay obedience. Because your delay can cost a lot of people. Your delay can cost a lot of people. Now, why do Satan sponsor disobedience? The first reason why Satan sponsored disobedience is to cause God pain. Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15, says we are having a high priest that feels, our God feels, he is touched by the feeling of our infirmity. Many times the devil make people disobey to tell Jesus Christ that your work has failed. In 1 John chapter 3 verse 8, and 18 verse 8, for this purpose will the Son of God make, or the Son of Man made manifest, that he may destroy the works of the devil. So the devil make people disobey to prove to the devil or to prove to God that you have failed. Bible says, Acts 10:38, Jesus Christ went about doing good and healing. So the devil ensured that we disobey and let God feel in pain. Look at the people I love disobeying. He sponsors our disobedience just to make God pain. Are we together? God is in pain to see us disobeying. Many times I hold this little girl in my hand. As my daughter asks us, you cannot talk. Wee wee and poop on your mom. Eat. Take care of you. And then suddenly you grow up and then you are 15, you are 18. Say, don't talk to me, mommy. Yeah. That is the way we are behaving to our parents. Yeah. They took it like that. We grew up, we couldn't talk. We said our first word before them. We learned how to walk in their presence. They fed us, they went through a lot, and then now we have grown and we cannot listen to them. Imagine the pain in their heart. Now God did the same thing for us. Gave Jesus to die, suffer for us. And then to see us disobeying still after all Jesus Christ did. After all the Holy Spirit. Think about the pain. So the devil ensured that we disobey God to consistently cause God pain. Say, I will not cause God pain. I will bring him pleasure by obeying. Yes. When God say move and see. Every parent loves an obedient child. Every. When they want to send, they would like to send that one that will obey. They would like to call you. They would like to talk with you. And they are mostly the ones that get the parent blessings. Because a blessing is not the only in saying you are blessed. Just by the fact that my heart is open towards you, you tap the blessing. Are we together? Yeah, so you make God happy when you obey. God is saying that I appreciate what you have done. I appreciate your love. I reciprocate it by obeying you. The second reason why the devil sponsors us to disobey God is for lordship and control and worship. Who you obey reveals your master. The Bible says, to whom you yield yourself to that person you become what? Servant to.
Isaiah chapter 14, verse 14, the Bible says, Lucifer said, I will exalt myself. I will be like God. So when you obey God, you worship God. When you obey the devil, you worship the devil. Is that correct? So the devil sponsors us to disobey so that it will be, because obedience is worship to God, then disobedience has to be worship to the devil. If obedience brings worship to God, then disobedience has to be the opposite. Come on, hallelujah. So the devil loves us to worship him. Instead of praising God, you are praising the devil. So he ensures we disobey God, and by disobeying God, we are giving him worship. We are telling him he's in charge, he's in control. And another reason why the devil sponsors our disobedience is for the wrecking of humanity. To wreck, the devil hates humans. Because when God casted him, he gave us his glory and greater glory. John chapter 10 verse 10 says that the thief cometh but to what? Steal, to kill, and to destroy. Look at what the devil has made out of this world. My wife was showing me a picture of a family. How many of them are having HIV? All of them were having HIV. The eldest one take how many drugs? He takes 17 drugs daily. The younger ones take 14 or 11. Based on their age, that is the number of drugs they take. Imagine swallowing 17 big tablets every day. HIV. Why? Because their parents brought it to them. That look at coronavirus. Look at abortions. You are free to be promiscuous. When you get pregnant, you can legally abort. And then many people have had truth. I had a story of a man, of a lady that had lost her blood uterus in the abortion process. He will organize you to be cheating from 100 level and expose you in your last paper in 500 level. That's how bad the devil is. He will allow you to be cheating till 500 level, then show the lecturer, look at him. Go there. He will even show the lecturer where the cheat is. The devil is bad. Sunday morning, he's bad. Wednesday afternoon, bad. Saturday night, all week, all day. Don't ever think the devil loves any person that he is. Even Babalawo, see, look at Babalawo's life. The person that doesn't make you, a demon that doesn't make you brush, does he love you? Doesn't make you bath? Does he love you? Doesn't make you spend the money on yourself? He doesn't love you. Imprison your generation. Does not look like love? Look at a madman and look at the example of a devil. Does a madman look like an example of love? The devil can do to human beings the worst of the kind. Look at the people that the devil possesses. Look at Hitler. 2 million people. There are worst cases of people like that. Look at the bandit in the north. Pregnant woman, butchered, baby removed, infant on her stomach. How can the devil be so devilish like that? Old woman working on farm. Bring your cow, eat everything. Hypertensive woman. You talk, they kill you. Wickedness of the highest order. People do charm, can kill, destroy, stay on the road, rob. Oh man, the devil has one agenda, just to destroy us. And he ensures that we disobey, because when you disobey, it is auto. You know, one thing about God is, if God said 2 plus 2 minus 2 will be equal to 4, when you disobey, he will be the one to supervise that thing still happen in your life. It is the integrity of God that guards God's judgment. Let's say, God say, if you did this, this will happen. When you do it, it is God that will ensure it happens. To show he's just. Are we together? So the devil is just like, the devil doesn't know that, okay, I cannot get this one. I cannot get job. All I need to do is to make him curse God. Automatically, the law of God will make him to be destroyed. If I cannot touch him, make him disobey God. Automatically their life will be wrecked. I cannot touch you in a dream. I cannot touch you because your pastor is praying for you. Cause her to disobey. Cause her to live a promiscuous lifestyle. cause her to be indecent. Cause this. Automatically. So the devil knows that when you disobey, eventually you will be wrecked. Come on, hallelujah. So he ensured that you disobey. And then finally to take as many to hell with him as he can. There are many people that have vowed that are going to hell and you will not follow them. One day that the devil said, somebody came to him and was looking for his trouble so much. He said, what is your problem? The man said, me, I've made up my mind to go to hell. And I want to take as many as I want to follow me. The devil wants to take as many. The devil doesn't mind all of them in hell. Everybody. Even Angel Michael, come and join me. Left to the devil, everybody will be in hell. And then the good news or the bad news is that hell, the Bible says hell has a stomach, it can enlarge. If the whole earth, the 8 million people, 8 billion people on earth goes to hell, there is room for you. There is room in the cross for you. There is room in hell for you too. So the devil wants to take as many as he can by disobeying God. Get saved, they will not be saved. Serve the Lord, they will not. Hallelujah. They mix their spirit with all manner of things. And by the time they discover it is too late. And then they end in an endless and godless eternity. But nobody hearing me will end in hell here. None of you. Your child, your loved ones, your family members, before they die, they will be saved. Somehow, somehow, they will be saved. In the name of Jesus Christ. None of you will be wrecked by disobedience. Your life will not become a living story for people to learn from. You will not be a negative example for people to learn. Look at her. People will not use you and tell their children, look at her, change now, look at her. You will not be that kind of a person. When people make reference to you, it will be for dignity and good. Because you will obey God. People will want their children to become like you. As you obey God, you become a positive example. Your life will never be wrecked. People will say, I want my child to become like you. When I was in secondary school, my teacher named his child after me. He said, you, my son, Jotam. And he told the boy, see the person that named him, grow up and become like him. I have three of my neighbors that named their children after me. Jotam, Jotam, Jotam. They want them to become like, but when they saw me in the environment, they just, I'm not a pastor at home. They don't even know I'm a pastor at all. Many people don't know. But just because I'm just a good normal boy at home, just no trouble in my room, I'm just peaceful. Ah, this guy, I like you. I know of over six people I named that child, and then they bring the child, I name my child after you. I want him to become like you. That's a good example. Hallelujah. Your life will become a living testimony that people can use and tell their children, be like this person. Look at her. They can bring their child to you and say, mentor me. Mentor my child. Help her. Help him. By obeying God, your life will be built gradually. One day people will study you. People will read about you. People will travel to come and hear your story. People will come because the way you obey, God has beautified and decorated and colored your life by obedience. But the more you disobey, your life is decolored. And then people, your life has been wrecked. People only use for negative example, but none of you here. You are being vaccinated against that. In case somebody here, maybe you may say you may have a past. Still, God can turn that story that people can begin to say, look at her. Once she was like this, now she has changed. Now you can change too. Your parents will say, look at this girl. Look at the way she was. Now she has said, why don't you change? If this person can change, that means there's nobody that cannot change. If this person can change and their life will turn out to be good, that means there's no. So something like that will be your testimony. None of your life will not be wrecked. Your association to this grace has exempted you from being wrecked. The devil will not be the Lord of your life. He will not be in control. You will not worship the devil indirectly by disobedience. You will not cause pain to God by disobeying him. God will be happy you were born. God will be happy you were sent to Kogi State. Not come and drop one child in Kogi State as a cup and go. There are corporals that go to place to serve and they come to drop a child. They are dropping children like soldiers. I know many people, if people do that, plenty, that kind of thing in just plenty. Just come and drop a daughter. Like they cannot community that they are even expecting it. You not give, and a couple of couples telling me that they are telling that, will you not give me a corporal child? The woman was willing to give her daughter. The corporal became. So just go this and drop one child. It will not be you. God be happy he sent you to Kogi State. You served him. You won souls. When people saw you, they saw God. When people saw you, led many to Christ. People were helped because you were here. I give you three counsel and then I close. Disobedience has only one outcome, regret. When you disobey God, your outcome is one, and that is regret. You will surely, it may not be now, but eventually, you will regret. When you sit down and you think, and then it will never happen to you that you have to regret when you don't have time. You wished when I was young I had done this. There are things I wish I had started earlier. When I look at my age, I'm still young, but I wish I had started ministry earlier. I wish I started when I was 20. Or when I was 19. Bishop T.D. Jakes started ministry very, very young as a boy. They call him boy preacher. The church is 45 years old. Potter's House. And he's 60. And you know, all of us know T.D. Jakes, right? An enigma. That's what we call an enigma. A living legend. Yes. Start on time. I know Pastor Irene is celebrating 8 years. I saw on Facebook recently, 8 years of marriage anniversary. Married at 22. You 22? Married at 22. While you are here, 27. He's saying, how about wife? I say, God has not spoken to me. And many people ask, how about the relationship? He said, God has not spoken to them. Did God tell you to brush this morning? Did God tell you? No, did God tell you to go to university? Who was here and God spoke you to go to university? All of us, you know that you should be in university. How can you be 25? At least, even you're married, I should start thinking about it. When do you want to marry? Hallelujah. I don't know why I said that, but maybe there's a message for somebody here. Great grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Great speed. We need to have Sunday school in this church. And they will be your children. Please. Free blood. Boys, boys. Girls, girls. Boy, girl, boy, girl. All of them, hallelujah. We need to have children come and disturb our sound. All of us are two adults. We need children to come and scatter some things here. That shows God is with us. Hallelujah. We need some cries. That is telling God the blessing of God is here. You know, that's the title. The Bible says that's the sign you are blessed. Hallelujah. Yes. So there's only one consequence. I don't know where I got this. Let me go back to my message. There's only one consequence of disobedience, and that is regret. You will always regret disobeying God. By the time you are 40, when you look at when you were a young girl, you wished you had done things differently if you disobeyed God. You wished you had taken another decision. You will advise your daughter. Hallelujah. Number two, you may not have a second chance to edit your disobedience. You may not have a second chance to edit your what? Disobedience. Many people go to their grave with the consequence of their disobedience. Think of the consequence of disobeying God and then make sensible choices. Please. You may not have a second chance. You know the song? For you are a God of a second chance. Not everybody get to have a second chance. Hallelujah. Yes. There is nobody that is not replaceable. If God gave you a vision, do you know that? If I have not started this church, God will have given somebody else. And the person will have even done it better than me. That is truth. Because the person that God will bring to replace you, God will give you more grace. So think about the consequences of disobeying God's instructions. And then make sensible choices. Right now, I'll be praying for us for grace to be able to obey God. I believe you got something this morning, right? Alright. I want us to first of all appreciate God for his word. Let's be on our feet and appreciate God for his word and say, Father, we thank you for your word.
From today, henceforth, you are beginning to live in obedience. But I appreciate him for this month of obedience. Think about the message that blessed you the most. Think about the message that blessed you the most. And say, Lord, thank you for speaking to me through this month. Thank you for speaking to me this month. Then ask the Lord for grace to obey, to practice all the messages, to practice all the things I have heard. Get back to the Telegram channel, get the messages. We put the messages in folder, monthly messages. January is in folder, all of them. Get the full folder, listen to them. Because if you are it's in stages, cumulatively, talk, oh Lord, and I receive grace to obey. I receive grace. By myself. Yeah, that is song. It will work. Lord, I need. Excel by obedience, the power of doctrine, the power of instructions, power of corrections, power of doctrine, power of mistakes, timely obedience, the cost of obedience, wisdom for obedience, boosters for obedience, a lot of things that have to do with them obeying, the benefit of obeying, grace for obedience. Every one of us have received your word with the meekness. Father Lord, I pray for them as their priest or as the shepherds for the and I declare that the grace you have heard be released upon you right now in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, of all the things that Jesus Christ taught and did, as you have had them, you will do them. Every one of you willing to change and live a different life for God, that grace enters you right now. As you leave this service, you are brand new to work for God. You are no longer the same. As I am speaking to you, the Bible says, same for Peter, who will tell you words. My words are my impartations. These are the things that God used to change your life. And as I'm declaring them, God is confirming them in your life. You will not live a disobedient life. You will bring pleasure to God, to man and humanity. You will not experience the doom of disobedience. You will experience the blessings and the boom of obedience in the name of Jesus Christ. I will meet you at the top of obedience. I will meet every one of us when everyone have obeyed. When I stand in success, I will meet you at the airport of your blessings. Heathrow Airport, England, London, hallelujah. And say, I have obeyed God and look at what God has made out of my life. Look at what God has done in my life. You will never regret obeying God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Can take our seat briefly.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointing messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.